ABC Radio Australia.
Many aspects of daily life have changed during the coronavirus pandemic, not least the way people learn and acquire qualifications to help progress up the ladder in their chosen workplace. A recent trend in the Pacific is the micro-qualification, which allows students to learn new skills either face-to-face or remotely in a short space of time. And as Richard Hewitt reports, with a rising number of micro-qualification courses gaining official accreditation, their worth to students and employers alike is also on the up.
So what exactly is a micro-qualification? Well, based on the New Zealand model, which itself is barely 2 years old, Pacific institutions are now offering more than 20 courses in a range of subjects from fisheries and project management to secondary school examination marking. And what these courses have in common is that they'll all be completed inside a year, and in some cases within a matter of weeks, and participants will return to their jobs with new skills in their arsenal. But for micro-qualifications to have true value, they have to be accredited. And that's where the Pacific community has stepped in through its Educational Quality and Assessment Program, led by Dr. Michelle Belisle.
The key here is that it's something that is recognized. A micro-qualification is quality assured, it's accredited, it's based on measurable skills, and there's an evaluation component. So once you've been awarded that micro-qualification, it attests to the fact that they've actually proven through an assessment program that they are capable of doing or knowing whatever it might be that you're measuring.
The latest institution to benefit from SPC accreditation is Fiji's National University, which is offering a course on planning and managing projects at the workplace. Parneet Singh is FNU's program design and standards manager, and he says the response to the official recognition was instant.
The very next day, we got contacted by this manager, Maritimes, Niue, asking for online delivery of the program. We never had any such response in the past. Immediately after getting the accreditation certificate, we posted that we've attained a certificate of accreditation, which would be recognized regionally, and then we get lots of contacts for delivery of the program. So that opened up a lot of windows of opportunity in the areas of no demand.
Shaukat Ali is a facilitator and lecturer with the Workforce Development Training Program at the University of the South Pacific. He's been involved in delivering a micro-qualification course designed for people building small-scale seafood businesses.
10 days of an intensive program, various methodologies, interactive learning, social learning, case studies and experiential learning to identify their leadership and also gaps in their profile. And we carry out the SWOT analysis of their respective businesses to get an insight into where the gaps are and how we can close those gaps and improve on their level of knowledge and skills in their own seafood business.
Mr. Ali says the fact the course is accredited is highly significant in terms of growing a small business.
And it's a very relevant program to meet the needs of the region. There's a huge potential to unlock this area of business where it becomes very high impact in terms of revenue generation and also family subsistence income and engagement of various community from elders to those who are involved in the sales and marketing. At the end of the course, they gain a lot of insight into how much they can generate better income and also better methodology and safe practices, food safety, hygiene, and also their supply chain and working together with partners. So there's a lot of learning to be done in the course.
But while accreditation gives micro-qualifications standing and worth, Parneet Singh says providers are having to think hard about how courses like the planning and managing projects offering are delivered under the cloud of a pandemic.
Most of our programs were face-to-face, and due to the challenge of COVID-19, we were dwelled into developing courses that would go online. Now, this program is one of them. It was developed during the COVID-19 period and has blended mode of delivery. Just yesterday, I was approached by another team which delivers these micro-qualifications, but more to do with the trade side, welding, AutoCAD design. So I was approached by this team, and I'm doing a training for them on how to develop programs that would be accreditable with ECAP. People are talking about accreditation. People say that they would like to develop qualifications that can be accredited. So they want training and training packages to come to them and workshops so that we can assist them to develop program in line with the accreditation requirement.
Once spin-off from micro-qualifications is the potential for graduates to become trainers back home. And while Dr. Belial says courses are not designed specifically to deliver such an outcome, there can certainly be a chain reaction.
Typically, people who are masters in their field, they are experienced, they've got the skills, tend to be the next generation of people training in that area. So it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, and it's certainly quite realistic to think that people who take those skills and apply them and use them in their own country at some point will turn around and train the next generation of learners.
And over time, Shaukat Ali says courses like the Seafood Business Program at USP will attract a wider intake, which in turn will see more businesses spring up around the Pacific.
We had 4 students from the region in the last program, but there's a bigger potential for each regional country. The impact of COVID is huge, lockdown and border control. So once this is ironed out, then surely I think USP, Institute of Marine Resources, have plans to implement this throughout the region.
Dr. Belial says the rise of the micro-qualification is part of an evolution in the way work and qualifications are being treated worldwide.
By being able to do a micro-qualification within your own country, often delivered virtually, but potentially delivered face-to-face, you can build up your skills in small chunks, but they're still recognized. There's still something that you can take to your employer at the very least and say, look, I have improved my skills in these 6 areas. Is it time we could maybe think about a raise in pay?
Another important aspect of the micro-qualification is the potential for people to learn and acquire new skills in a way that was not available to them in the past.
There was a point in time where if you wanted to take education or training, you had to travel to a city, you had to be resident, you had to go to classes every day on campus. And then we came to a point where there's online universities or there's online trainings. And so that opened things up a little bit more. But there were still oftentimes full year commitments, residency requirements. You'd have to go in person for 6 months. And now you're talking about having the opportunity to get pieces of the skills you need or upgrade the skills you have without ever having to give up even a day of work necessarily.
And Parnit Singh points out that once a person has a micro qualification, as well as improving their standing in the workplace, it can also open up a pathway to more and higher qualifications.
The one that we just have got accredited, it is also a pathway to a diploma in project management. Once you do that, you meet the entry requirement for diploma in project management, which is a TAFE franchise course at FNU. And people want to know more about how we're going to achieve and how it's going to be possible. In many areas like this project management one, these courses slowly move you towards meeting the minimum entry requirement into award programs. So that's also linked now through this micro-qualification.
As the number of courses continues to grow across the region, the skill level in the island's workforces will grow too. And with countries like Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea actively seeking to rein back the number of expat workers they bring in, Dr. Belial says the micro-qualification could be one way to achieve that outcome.
Just the fact that giving more people opportunities to get the training that is in demand in the workplace, whatever the industry might be, makes it much, much easier for countries to ensure that students and the workers are able to get the training that they want and need. And so it's about making things available to more people more readily. And I guess the end result would probably be that countries don't have to look far afield to find skilled workers because they have them right there at home.